breaking ball run, you called it. A two-run homer by Javier Baez. And now it is a 3-2 ball game.
Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice cold Aquafina. Number 15 on the season for Javier Baez. That is a career best for him, the 15 home runs in a season, which was also our drive of the game, sponsored by the private bank. The Cubs within one, 3-2 Washington in the seventh, but in the bottom of the seventh inning, Carl Edwards Jr. in, Howie Kendrick a walk, Bryce Harper a single, Daniel Murphy a base hit. Everybody only able to move up 90 feet on the sharp single by Murphy, but the bag's packed now for Anthony Rendon.
The 2-2. Line toward right. This will get a run in, I think. Hayward makes the catch, tagging Kendrick. The throw by Jason offline. A run scores. The other runners hold at first and second. And the Washington Nationals lead 4-2.
Big insurance run. As a matter of fact, our Allstate insurance run of the game, sponsored by Allstate agent Jason Herbers in Woodridge. 71st RBI of the season for the dangerous Anthony Rendon on the sack fly. 4-2 Washington. Cubs with their last wraps in the ninth inning. Sean Doolittle in, one of the recently acquired relievers for Dusty Baker's Washington Nationals. Jason Hayward started it up with a single, but Javier Baez strikes out, and now up to Ian Happ to keep it going.
Short lead by Hayward, the set by Doolittle, the pitch. Happ bounces one to third. Rendon goes to second. There's one. Murphy to first. Double play, and this ball game is over. 5-4-3 and around the horn twin killing, and the Cubs have lost their third consecutive game.
Nationals 4, Cubs 2. Tanner Roark the win, Kyle Hendricks the loss, Sean Doolittle with the save. Yes, the Cubs have dropped 3 in a row, as Pat Hughes just told you. 57-51 is the Cubs' record. They are one up on Milwaukee. As far as Wilson Contreras, our cleanup hitter summary, sponsored by ServPro, like it never even happened, how do you follow up yesterday's day where he had 3 hits, including 2 homers and 6 RBI? A simple base hit today for Wilson Contreras, 1-for-4 on the day in this Nationals 4-2 win over the Cubs. They got to put this one away and look towards the next day. Our next game preview, sponsored by the Ray and Raymond Auto Group in Fox Lake and Antioch, your preferred hometown dealers with over 2,000 vehicles, and by Jewel Osco. Before the Cubs' next game, stop by Jewel Osco and stock up on Glad trash bags for a fresh take on waste. It is the Cubs and Nationals again tomorrow at 1:20. The pregame will start at 12:45. John Lackey against Edwin Jackson. So a veteran pitching matchup tomorrow here at Wrigley Field. Nationals beat the Cubs today 4-2. The final score as we get ready for more postgame here in a minute. But first, I do want to give away some Aurelio's. The sixth caller will receive a $25 gift certificate from Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It is the sauce. 312-591-6700, 312-591-6700. Nationals over the Cubs, 4-2 on the score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us regularly on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Listen for showtimes afternoons between 1 and 6 on the score.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile, where mobile and internet work as one, and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost, so all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Under. Start your day talking Cubs. Molly and Haley, mornings live at 5. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Hi, it's David.
And Evie.
From the Little Guys Home Technology. It's been a while since you've heard from us on The Score, but we wanted to let you know we have a big announcement.
The little guys are moving.
But before we move, we need to sell our entire display inventory at our Mokena location with huge store-wide savings.
Every type of speaker, including bookshelf, tower, in-wall, and outdoor.
Every receiver, every subwoofer, cable, headphone, projector screen, turntable, and home theater seat.
Save 10, 20, 30, even as much as 50% off from the best brands in the business, including Klipsch, PSB, SVS, NAD.
Macintosh, Sonance, Sony ES, AudioQuest, and more.
Best of all, you can trust the little guys to professionally install anything you buy during the moving sale.
It's the little guys moving sale for a very limited time at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. Online at thelittleguys.com or call us at 708-754-8844.
Now at the Little Guys Home Technology, save up to 50% on top performing home electronics during their moving sale going on now at the Little Guys in Mokena. Thelittleguys.com.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food. To get $20 off your first box, that's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Let's see a few different breaking balls in this at bat.
Baez drives one in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Cubs are back in the game. It was a breaking ball, Ron. You called it. A two-run homer by Javier Baez. And now it is a 3-2 ball game.
This would get at that point in the game within one run in the seventh inning on the Javier Baez homer, but Anthony Rendon's bases loaded sack fly in the bottom of the seventh. Switch the samples a little bit. Nationals end up beating the Cubs 4-2, the final score. I'm Mark Grody. This is the postgame show, and Javier Baez, part of our Heart of the Lineup recap, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Yeah, the Heart of the Lineup today was the 6, 7, and 8 spots. The Baez two-run homer hitting 8th. Schwarber and Hayward both had singles on the day. Actually, Schwarber had a double. And again, those are the 6, 7, 8 guys as the Cubs kept down by Tanner Roark and the rest of the Washington bullpen today in a 4-2 loss to the Washington Nationals. Couple of notes for you. First off, if you didn't hear before the game today, we had this on the pregame show. Addison Russell placed on the disabled list today with a strained right foot. So, yes, Javier Baez playing shortstop today, and it presumably will be there until Addison Russell comes back. I know I saw Ben Zobrist working out at shortstop a couple of times recently, so I guess they kind of were thinking something like this could possibly happen, so don't be surprised if Zobrist plays a little bit of shortstop as well. Apparently, the foot had been bugging Addison Russell for a while, and he finally just couldn't take it anymore, and the Cubs decided, you know what? Let's put you on the DL. No structural damage or anything to speak of like that. As far as the rest of the pitching matchups are concerned in this series, because it had been TBD until before the game today, John Lackey against Edwin Jackson tomorrow, 120, and then in the Sunday 120 game, Cubs and Nationals, John Lester against Eric Fetty in that contest. Our post-game scoreboard now is sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. Try extra strength apple pie flavor today. The Milwaukee Brewers at the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. Brandon Woodruff making his big league debut for the Brewers against Jacob Farina for the Tampa Bay Rays. Farina. He's not Dennis Farina. It's our great beer, and they can't have it. 5-1 with a 2.93 ERA. The Milwaukee Brewers right now one game back of the Cubs in the division. Mike Leake against Asher Wojciechowski in the St. Louis at Cincinnati game. San Diego is at Pittsburgh. Our old friend Travis Wood pitching for the Padres against Ivan Nova for the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, the Cubs again lose out here today at Wrigley Field to the Washington Nationals 4-2. Want to thank the people that made this broadcast great today, including our on-site engineer Dave Full, Forrest Miska, Shane Reardon back in our downtown Chicago studios, the executive producer, Eli Hershkovich, our highlight coordinator today. Program director for 670 The Score is Mitch Rosen. The sports director is Brendan McCaffrey. For Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Len Casper, the Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg, and his entire crew, I'm Mark Grody. Thank you, Cubs fans, for listening and interacting with Cubs Radio. Dan Bernstein is next, talking Chicago sports right here on 670 The Score. The Cubs lose to the Nationals 4-2. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:45 here on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by GAF Materials Corporation, Amazing Goodwill, Four Winds Casino, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, Wintrust Community Banks, and White Castle.
You've got the Cubs game on The Score.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in a new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Baseball fans and food lovers, it's barbecue season, and 670 The Score and Jewel Osco have cooked up a special treat for you. On September 20th, join Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg and Lawrence Holmes as they prepare their backyard barbecue recipe in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen. To win passes to this exclusive cooking demonstration, log on to cbschicago.com/BBQ and enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest now. That's cbschicago.com/BBQ.
Let's go.
Visit MajesticStarCasino.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Tickets. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. Major League Baseball trademarks and cop properties.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
What we have of it, we will have for you until 6 o'clock. It's just us. Jason has the day off, so we'll send you into your weekend with stuff and things between now and 6 o'clock on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Feel free to email at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming right now at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011 as the weekend arrives. The wayward sexts tend to come in from some frisky people who aren't paying attention to their phones well enough. But if you want to text, 67011, message and data rates may apply. And we have bring that to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You can also tweet us at Bernstein_golf. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There's Instagram at Bernstein Golf Show. There's the website, BernsteinandGolfShow.com. There's the Facebook page that is 670 The Score on Facebook. So you can also go to watch670thescore.com and go to Facebook Live. That's where you can view our video stream that's directed by Brian Gertsch.
This man, Luke Stuckmeyer, is known as the godfather of a phenomenon that our friends at 670 The Score know all too well, 83 Nation. And on this day, 83, we pay our respects.
Listen, I don't know about all that. I just ask the questions. But here it is. Tonight's list presented by State Farm. A bunch of 83s on 8-3.
83.
Mark Reynolds of the Colorado Rockies was born on 8-3 in 1983.
83.
Fred Hoiberg, 83 wins as the Bulls head coach over his career.
83.
I don't know how Tannehill continued to exist after that. I just thought he would just be lost in a sea of 83 gasm. Our producers today, Nick Shepkowski.
I'm trying to think back in my high school, there were some, you know, so-called hard throwers,
right?
But that's because they were just the hardest throwers in that league at that time. And realistically, looking back now, they probably were throwing about 82, maybe 84 miles an hour.
Ah, dude! Come on, he's doing that. Seriously, help a brother out here, big fella. The aforementioned, the sound, what are you, the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
To Glenview, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, this is a black cat. I don't know, your guy wouldn't take black cat for a name. But I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Let me remind you, you got to use your real name from now on.
Really?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
What happened to, like, West Side Mike back in 1992 and Barbecue Bob and all those guys?
You mean Mike from East Chicago?
Yeah.
He passed away about a year ago.
Okay.
What's so funny about that? Crying out loud.
Did you take it personally?
Gee-money.
Is that a big deal? It was kind of funny. The timing of it is like, whatever happened to that guy? Well, he's dead. So I laughed. Yell at me too. People die. Callers with funny names die. Hell, I can list a bunch of them that called these scores afternoon show over the last 18 years I've been on it. Good Lord.
Okay.
Okay, I hated that guy anyway. He probably knew him and didn't like him.
Gee-money.
Well, that was not, I don't know technically when that call came in. That was not the call of the day. And we thought we were going to get on the air yesterday. There was a brief window where we came in here and we're sitting in there thinking, okay, it depends when the restart is and the rain delay. And I'm sitting in this chair getting ready to go. And all we wanted to do was play this call from yesterday. So, Tanny, if you don't mind, this was during the rain delay theater. And Mark Grody and Ron Coomer were taking calls. And this is whom? This is Sarge?
That's right.
Okay. I'm not sure where Sarge is from, except perhaps the late 1800s would be my guess. So just check this out.
Let's go to Sarge. Is Gary Matthews calling? From Cambridge, Illinois. Hi, Sarge.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, I got a call for Ron, or a question. I remember not too long ago when Swarbs went down and another player came up, they were talking about getting somebody to the ballpark, and Ron never really went into that. How does a minor league player, because I know they don't play usually around airports that feed into the Chicago area, how do you get a player overnight into Chicago, and how does he get his equipment there? How does he get his gear there? I mean, when he gets there, he's got no transportation, no place to live. Kind of walk us through that, if you would, Ron.
That was so awesome. Not understanding the concept of the airplane. And it's possible that he doesn't understand that all airports feed into Chicago. Chicago having two large airports and being known as the nation's hub of air travel.
Hello.
The hub arcus of air travel, although it does give me great pleasure to picture the hub of air travel being hub arcus in a World War One flying ace, the leather helmet with the goggles and the white scarf just sort of trailing behind him as he pilots his biplane. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, how's it going? I'm the land right over here. Harrison Ford comes shooting in underneath him. I'm supposed to land on the taxiway. No, no, you're not. Hello. Sorry, but that idea of the concept of how do they possibly get there? It's Chicago, and these guys don't play in cities where there's air travel or an ability to land a small plane. Could you
let's go to Sarge? Is Gary Matthews calling from Cambridge, Illinois? Hi, Sarge.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, I got a call for Ron or a question. I remember not too long ago when Schwarbs went down and another player came up. They were talking about getting somebody to the ballpark, and Ron never really went into that. How
yeah,
does
Ron.
A minor league player, because I know they don't play usually around airports that feed into the Chicago area.
Nope.
How do you get a player overnight into Chicago?
Especially from Des Moines. There's no airplanes there that could get to Chicago from there. How could you do that?
Assuming a stagecoach is unavailable at the time.
Well, the 310 to Yuma has already left, and that would be going to Yuma anyway. I mean, really?
To Ron's credit, he gave him a very nice, thorough answer.
But he picked up a phone because he needed to know. Like, every time it happens, like, that poor guy, Sarge, every time is like, they did it again! They called him up yesterday, and he's here today!
What is this sorcery?
Right. Are you some kind of warlock? How does this work? It must be teleportation. It's gotta be. Who should I ask? Ron Coomer. If anybody would know about teleportation, of course it would be Ron Coomer. That would be my first choice.
Now I'm picturing Ron Coomer like with Ziggy and Quantum Leap.
Wait, is that Dean Stockwell?
Yeah.
Okay. That's sort of outside of my cultural realm. I don't know if I can get you on the Quantum Leap references. But like Ron Cooper's showing up at important points in history. Oh, sorry you got shot, President Lincoln, but here's my pillow. Just put your head down over here. I don't know enough about Quantum Leap to meet you halfway. Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell, right?
You know enough. You seem like you obviously do.
Okay, just he would time travel to significant moments and then interfere, and then there would never be a butterfly effect where they would like return and everything would be some sort of hell, dystopian hellscape. That'd be great.
Except the actual show.
If that was the butterfly effect, then going back in time to try to, like, kill Hitler, it ruined their show. Damn it! The pilot didn't get picked up. Well, Hitler's dead, at least. Nice work. See you next week. Where were we? Oh, here's the question. Is there still open container law in Chicago or not? Because between...
No.
Okay. No, sir, there is, though, right? You're not allowed to just walk down the street with a giant open can of Budweiser Limerita, are you? Because all of a sudden, we're the French Quarter for the last few days. And it's fine, I guess. Today's weird, though, because today, now that it's like football weather, all of a sudden we get Bears weather. And it's like all the college girls who are walking around with their asses hanging out now are like, oh, my ass is cold. Well, hey, you know, you don't wear clothes, it gets cold. I'm sorry. Sorry. Amy in Schaumburg is on the score. Hi, Amy.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, so we were in the listening yesterday when Sarge called in, and you guys are making fun of this poor dude.
Yes, I am.
And we're listening to his phone call, and my husband and I both said at the same time, that's right, how does this guy drop everything he's doing? It wasn't just the beginning part of the conversation about the airplane. It was after that, when he gets here, who picks him up? Where does he stay?
At a hotel.
But the team hasn't. Being like Joe Schmo, you know, Cubs fans that just go to the game.
You think the poor guy's just waiting at the baggage claim going, what do I do?
No.
I'm here. Now what do I do? And where's my bag?
He's been playing wherever he's been playing for however many months, and then they just pick him up.
Yep.
And then, like, I'm sure it's an easy transition for whoever organizes it all.
They've got equipment managers. Sometimes their bags leave before they do. It could be in the middle of a game, and he could finish the game and say, hey, your stuff's already been shipped. It's waiting for you at the hotel.
Even
and
That's super cool. That's stuff that as Joe Schmo people, we don't know that. It was like those minor details. So like grabbed on to the airport and we're like, obviously he knows there's airports. It's not everything
but
else.
But he didn't. He said that these guys don't play in places that have airports that connect to Chicago.
Yeah, like maybe he was thinking they were playing in the middle of a cornfield and it's 300 miles to the nearest mini airport that gets them to a major airport. You know, connection after connection.
And you know what? Just, if it's an emergency, you know what Tom Ricketts does? He picks up the phone and sends a plane. Right. if it's that important.
That.
Yeah, this is...
We were looking for, like, those finite details. And picking on this poor guy.
Because it's funny. It's like, I always wondered, how does somebody get from this place to this place in this day and age so quickly?
No, just that quickly. Like, stop your life, pick up your life, like...
They don't have any life. These are minor league baseball players. They don't have any life.
When Elmora came up last year, he was like engaged and set to be married 3 days later, and everything had to be put on hold. And the logistics of all of that, my husband and I, we just always thought that kind of fascinating how quickly baseball is able to get everything in play. And obviously, they do a very good job of it.
We're just curious of the behind-the-scenes part. It's very interesting. Thank you, Amy. I will tell you this: it's not just baseball. Okay. I know people who work in.
Well, baseball's our lives, so it's just baseball.
Well, it shouldn't be. Your life should be your life. But there are people who work in all
sports.
Thank
in
you,
sports.
Amy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. There are people who work in all kinds of businesses who have to pick up and move on a moment's notice where immediately they say, look, you've got a closing in Switzerland tomorrow and you're go get on this flight and there's a brand new suit that's exactly to your specifications. It's been custom made and it's waiting for you in the hotel and everything's taken care of. Big businesses have a way of moving their assets where they need to be when they need to be there based on everything at their disposal. I think that's settled now. And according to the texter, who says it's called drinking on the public way, city ordinance goes largely unenforced at big events, can't arrest them all. Okay. It just kind of seems like they're throwing up their hands. And also, I feel bad for my regular panhandler guys, because it's like outside panhandler guys have moved in. These guys I've never seen before. And I've been walking the same 15-minute walk to and from the car every day for over a decade. And I know my dudes. There's Homeless. There's Bubble Man. There's the guy outside Bockwinkles. There's Church Bus. There's all my guys. And now it's like these carpet-bagging professionals have moved in for Lollapalooza with their own crazy games. Sorry, this is territorial. This is understood. There's an honor system here. There are certain posts that are manned by certain people at certain times. And so whoever that guy was with the gray-haired white guy wandering around Lower Wacker with your clear plastic cup, get the hell out of there. That's not your territory. That's not your beat. I know people who work that beat. And my guy Church Bus had it going on the other day. He was getting 10s and 20s and... I'll be damned. That Church Bus keeps breaking down, but I give him I give him credit because he knows what he wants. He knows what he's doing. 312. What about their pets? Who feeds their pets? And the 312 says, how do they get food? Well, it's all good questions. And the other note saying the guy playing in the cornfield with no airport is not the guy being called up to the majors. Yeah, well. If you consider Des Moines cornfield, I mean, actually, you can't make fun of Des Moines because what they're doing as a city and what there's some of their city planning stuff, some of what's been going on there is actually very cool. And they've been out ahead of it, creating an arts district and with some city zoning and getting young people to move back into that town that has been widely praised on all fronts. So, yeah, the Cubs have a little bit of a bump here. It wasn't fun. It hasn't been fun. And I noticed the text lines went crazy when Javier Baez was going down swinging from his ass in that final at bat. I'm not mad at him. And you heard him on these airwaves. You heard him talking with Spiegel and Parkins the other day when they're trying to sort of get him to say, hey, are you going to cut down on your swing? Are you going to try to make the most out of some of these? And he says, no, it depends on the situation. I think he calculated it was in the best interest of the team, the way things were going for them, to stand up there and swing as hard as he could every time and try to hit a home run and tie the game. It may not necessarily be wrong if you look at the number of events that would otherwise have to string together to allow them to do that. I'm not necessarily, I know people saying, oh, he didn't take his at-bats seriously and he didn't make himself a tough out. I don't think he was trying to. I think he was actually trying to swing as hard as he could to hit the ball over the fence and tie the game. So in the moment, it seemed like, and certainly from the moans and groans in the stadium, you know what he was trying to do, right? And I think by the math, it isn't that bad an idea. If you say if he draws a walk there, you're down two. And that's Javier Baez, who with any kind of decent contact can put it out of that park over the wall anywhere from foul pole to foul pole, who doesn't even have to make perfect contact to do it. So it's not necessarily a bad bet. It's not necessarily bad baseball. I am a little concerned with the Carl Edwards Jr. inconsistency, because this is, yesterday was another time where he has one of those little league bad days. And then he was giving up some contact today. And I thought it was a great move to get him right back out there, right off the bike after you fall off, and go out there and put a little Bactine on the skin knee and say, I can do this. And Madden did absolutely the right thing by putting himself out there, and they're putting him out there. But it's not the way Rondon is pitching. There's some questions as to how this high leverage bullpen is stacking up, because Joe's not the most patient. In Norwood Park, it's Neil on the score. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Okay.
I noticed, Daniel Murphy, he goes on a tear, and, he kills the Cubs today. And I've noticed, I have a little clue about him, that he does not like the ball inside. You throw him a pitch on the outside.
All right. Do you know that by actually looking at pitch effects data?
Well, I'll tell you what I did, Dan. I watched the playoffs the last couple of years, and Daniel Murphy was going nuts in one of the playoffs. And I
okay, well, that's a very small sample size, though. I mean, I'm not saying that your hypothesis is necessarily wrong. I'm just saying that when you think something like that, the next step is to then go actually gather information to see if it's correct.
Well, my feeling on it was I just couldn't understand why nobody else had picked that up.
Because maybe it's not true. Because maybe it's not true. Because, again, that is your observation from a small sample size. It may not necessarily be true.
It is true.
But have you checked the data to see if it's true or not?
I've seen him hit enough. I know that.
No, you haven't. Unless you see every single pitch he's seen, you have not seen him hit enough.
Well, I'll tell you what. If somebody would give that a chance, I'd like to see it. You just watch him in the next week.
No, it's not a matter of me watching him. It's a matter of actually looking per pitch effects data or Baseball Savant or wherever you go. You can actually put that hypothesis to a test and see if it's true or not.
Trust me, Dan.
No, I'm not. It's not trusting. It isn't about trusting anybody. It's about finding out what actually is true. I'm not saying your observation's wrong. I'm just saying there are very solid ways to determine whether or not what you think you see is true.
What would you say if my observation was true?
I just said I don't know whether it is or not. I know that the Cubs have heat maps on everybody they pitch to in every given situation. They know the likelihoods of hard contact based on the section of the strike zone in every given moment, in every given situation, based on a player's history, and they call pitches accordingly. I know that for sure.
Daniel Murphy disliked.
Okay, and we're going in circles here, Neil. Do you understand my point? That it might. Okay, then we're done.
Do you understand my point?
No. My point is, you think you've seen something, and the next step is to see if what you think you see is correct. So you can do that, and then you can call back. Okay.
I would like to just. Do me a favor and watch Daniel.
Neil. I've watched him a lot, but I know that the amount that I've watched him is not satisfactory compared to the information that is available to the people pitching to him. They know more than I do. They have the information.
And they know more than I do too.
Exactly. Thank you, Neil.
Nip Shaskowski. Scoreboard update.
Have an update, speaking of your panhandlers and different... I saw your guy, Street Yanni, the other day, just north and west of where you park.
You know, he's been moving slow.
He does look slower. He does look a little roughed up. I mean, I know that what had happened with him, but I mean... Hey, it was I hadn't seen him in probably a good 3 or 4 months before that.
So yeah, he's aged a great deal, but it's definitely good to see him out there. I just feel bad during these big festivals when you get these carpet-bagging interlopers that come in and they're usurping the usual areas.
You get the Peoria guys in for the weekend to try and...
I don't know where they're coming from. I just know that I'm looking out for my guys.
They're hopping on the South Shore from Gary to come in. And
I ran into, you know, Bubble Man on the bridge?
Yes. There's two Bubble Men.
There are.
They alternate throughout the day.
Yeah, the darker-skinned Bubble Man, I saw. They're both also part of the Homeless Consortium.
Sure.
They share that particular post. And there's I don't know how they work it, but they figure it out. So I'm in line at Walgreens down by the movie theater, and that's Bubble Man. And he was actually buying bubbles. So I said, Bubble Man. He said, yep. I said, let me buy your bubbles for you. I
got
to do it.
So you got Bubble Man's bubbles.
I said, I'm going to take care of your bubbles. I said, look, I enjoy the bubbles. Usually coming home from work, I see how much kids love the bubbles. And let me hook up your $2 worth of soap here, if that's cool.
Look at you.
And he was great. And he's like, yeah, I make people happy. I said, I know you do. Make me happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's also Cowboys hat guy right by...
Yes,
same Walgreens.
There's Cowboys hat guy, and well, you know who Church Bus is, right?
Oh, Church Bus. Yeah, it's the guy that I'm not a bum.
Other one. That's the guy with their super, super thick glasses. He's got I'm not a bum. He's got Would Somebody Help Me Please? He's got I'm Dying of Cancer, and he has My Church Bus Broke Down.
Yeah, he always gets I always hear him, Somebody Help Me. And the first time I ever saw him, I tried to you need help going up the stairs. And he's like, no, I need some money. Yeah,
he got mad at me for giving him cold chicken, too. He's like, I'm hungry. I just want some food. And I took out of my bag. I said, here's your, you know, two cold chicken quarters. And he's like, that's cold. I'm like, dude, come on.
And I had walked just out of one of the coffee shops in the area not that long ago. And he asked me, oh, are you going to drink that? Like, full cup of iced tea. I'm like, well, yes, I am going to drink
that's
that.
That's why I bought it.
That's kind of why I
got it.
Would
you like me to go get you something?
If he would have asked, I would have considered that. But he just wanted my drink instead that was full. Yeah, what can you do? From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Visiting Michigan Avenue, be on the lookout for the Chicago Wolves canine sculpture that's part of the Canine for Cops public art campaign in conjunction with Paws Chicago and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Cubs, that's three straight losses for them now. 4-2, they fall to the Nationals at Wrigley this afternoon. Tanner Roark allowed just two runs over 6 1/3 innings for Washington today. Daniel Murphy, a pair of home runs as well. The Cubs really should pitch him inside more often. Javi Baez, a two-run shot in this one as well. Cubs fall third time in a row. They're the same two teams back at it tomorrow. John Lackey and former Cub, former White Sox, former many things, Edwin Jackson in the pitching matchup in that one. Elsewhere in the National League Central today, Cardinals are in Cincinnati tonight. The Pirates play host to San Diego, and the Brewers, their first of three, out in Tampa Bay. White Sox in Boston this evening, second of four for them. Carlos Rodon on the hill. And the NFL closed practice for the Bears today. They have their annual family fest tomorrow afternoon at Soldier Field. And the Dolphins reportedly have reached out to Jay Cutler as the quarterback plans for the Dolphins in 2017 remain uncertain. NBA news today, Doc Rivers released of his GM duties with the Clippers. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next game on The Score is tomorrow, 12:45, when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Try this ghost pepper.
And just let the record show, the best thing you can do if you have capsaicin in your mouth is starch, alcohol, or dairy. I saw a Vox explainer on that, about what causes your mouth to burn from spicy peppers and what the best way is to alleviate it. And actually, a shot of bourbon
for whatever reason, chemically, alcohol can be very, very helpful in taking down some of that heat, or at least the pain from it. This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh. Jimmy John's makes fresh, fast, tasty sandwiches. Homemade bread is served freshly baked, and locally purchased veggies and all natural meats are hand-sliced daily. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. There is a note here on Twitter from Benjamin Albright from, it was a football expert who covers the Broncos primarily, but he is reporting on Twitter that he says hearing Cutler deal is close, hashtag Dolphins. Now, where is he in the rehab from his torn labrum? We hadn't heard any reports on him even throwing. So you don't make a move like that unless you think that his arm is in decent shape. But last we checked, he was out with a torn labrum. So I don't know if they've worked him out or not, but it would deprive you, the Bears fan, of the Jay Cutler analysis from the Bears season opener, which he was scheduled to do. It looks like maybe it's something he doesn't necessarily want to do. When I get done at 6 o'clock on this Friday, it is going to be Bears All Access from 6 to 7, and then Lawrence Holmes after that from 7 to 9. So it's a rare Bears All Access on a Friday. So they'll be popping on. Is it Zach and Jim and Tom, the usual crew? Ted's like, I don't know. Why do you expect me to know? I'm too busy watching White Sox minor league baseball. I don't know what's going on with the Bears. That's fine. But still plenty for you coming up this evening on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I'm not a Sox fan. But
no, but you are, however, qualifying quickly for my class of morons.
You are an idiot. I think you're on something.
On something?
Yeah.
Like what?
What do I sound like I'm on, Bill?
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
You know, you guys are never wrong about anything.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, to get approved to purchase a home before talking with the realtor. Other lenders will pre-approve you or pre-qualify you. That's worthless. David will approve you to purchase a home, and that way you'll know exactly what you can afford. With a Team Hochberg loan approval, your offer will stand out because you'll be able to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there's no appraisal or title challenge and the condo is warrantable of purchasing a condo. And a Team Hochberg approval is the next best thing to a cash offer. So submitting a contract with a Team Hochberg loan approval will stand out from the other offers, unless the other buyers have a Team Hochberg approval letter. To secure your loan approval, call David. You know the number by now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed. It's Golf Time Chicago, and White Pines Golf Club in Bensonville is the right choice as one of Chicagoland's finest 36-hole facilities since 1928. White Pines' beautiful tree-lined fairways and challenging hole layouts sets the scene for a great day of golf and is the preferred venue for many events, including the Chicago area's expert golf outings. White Pines' golf rates are reduced now for the 2017 season, from peak to twilight, including tee times starting as low as $12 per round.
year-round on WhitePinesGolf.com. White Pines Golf Club in Bensonville is centrally located, just minutes from downtown Chicago, and a frequent favorite of both north and south suburban golfers for a great day on the links. After your round, have family and friends join you at 37 Bar and Grill. For the best available rate, reserve your tee times at WhitePinesGolf.com or call 630-766-0304. That's 630-766-0304.
You're going to be out driving around this weekend. You've got a bunch of errands to run. You have to take your kids places. You have things to do, but you know you're going to be passing any number of convenient Mattress Firm locations. So what you should do is stop in, because the 72-hour sale is going on today through Sunday. And backed by popular demand, you can get a free Yeti cooler or tumbler with select purchases. And the Yeti quantities are limited. It's only while supplies last. But that's not all that's going on. You can get the latest in cooling technology and save the tax on the best brands, like the exclusive all-new Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice, $42 a month for 6 years. Plus, save the tax and get a free Yeti cooler. It doesn't get much better than that. The Dream Bed Luxe, a one-of-a-kind mattress with memory foam coils topped with cooling memory foam. Plus, save the tax and get a free Yeti. The reason these monthly costs are so low, it's 0% APR for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And you got to sleep cool, because it's important to sleeping well. Your body temperature starts to fall as you get closer to bedtime, and that's what paves the way for a good night's sleep. So get into that Mattress Firm to experience the latest in cooling mattress technology. That is 0% APR for 6 years, the coolest sleep sale ever, save the tax, and a free Yeti cooler. It is the coolest sleep sale ever at Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy. Powerball is back in Illinois. The timing couldn't be better. The jackpot's now more than $250 million and growing. Hurry! You don't want to miss your chance at this massive jackpot. That's right, more than $250 million. Visit IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. Powerball tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. Luck is everywhere. So play today. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at moraine valley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Getting ready for a fun Chicago weekend. I don't know if you are a Lollapalooza lover or some of the after shows. I don't know how that all works. Like, people perform and then they show up at a venue and do a planned after show, and sometimes there are surprise guests. I saw that the guys from Run the Jewels were at Wrigley Field today throwing out the first pitch. What is it? Killer Mike and
LP.
LP. And I saw the jerseys, and I'm picturing Tanny like, oh, I wanted to be there.
Well, at first I thought Mike Borzello changed his jersey number. I saw Killer Mike on the back of the jersey.
Why? Yeah, well, but you're Mr. White Sox. If you weren't so busy with all of your White Sox farmhands, maybe you would have gotten out there with your guys. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Grabbing a few phone calls here before Bears All Access. This is Robert in Woodstock on The Score. I notice it's not a Bob, it's a Robert, but we'll see.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're good.
I just had a question regarding Kyle Schwarber. This is something that's been bugging me ever since they sent him down to the minors. It seemed like he was only down there for a little while. And all of a sudden, he got his magic back. Let's bring him back up again. My initial thought was they're bringing him up so they could eventually trade him before the deadline, but that wasn't the case. What are your guys' thoughts on Schwarber, and how much longer can we keep him in the lineup? He's either swinging for a home run or he's striking out majority of the time.
Robert. Yes. What do you think in the last 28 days, what do you think his OPS is?
Granted, he's been a little.
Give me a number. The last 28 days, what do you think Kyle Schwarber's OPS is?
700?
942. Kyle Schwarber has in the last 28 days has been batting 271, on base 348, slugging 593. You don't like that?
I like it, but it's just I just feel like he's
not. It's not a matter of feel like. This isn't about feeling anything. I just told you exactly what he's doing for the last 28 days. Would you take a 942 OPS from him?
Right. Yeah. Granted. Yeah. I mean, but it's only been for 28 days, though.
Yeah, but you said since he came back.
Well. Yeah, I don't know. I see someone that...
It's not about what you see. I'm telling you what he's doing. He's batting 271. He's on base 348. He is slugging 593.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what you're... I'm telling you what he's doing and asking you if that's okay.
It's okay.
942? A 593 slugging percentage?
Well, I'm hoping it continues the rest of the season.
Yes, indeed, we all are. Thank you for the call, Robert. Hello, Lawrence Holmes.
I will say this for Robert. Strikeout rate of 40%.
That's how he makes his outs.
I get it. It doesn't look great, but he has been slugging the ball. I'd love to break down what's his numbers in the last 7 days? Because, I mean, I know
I think he's had a rough week.
After the White Sox series, it looks like there's been kind of a reversion to the bad at-bats. And what was great today...
Yes, last 7 days he's been bad. Last 7 days in 16 plate appearances, he's struck out 10 times.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, because they showed it on the pitch track today, how they were trying to get him out. And it was just on every strike two pitch, mm-hmm. It was high.
Yeah, and it's also been, and like Lenny Casper pointed this out a while ago with him, it's that second pitch of the at-bat that it's his pitch and he fouls it straight back. That's what makes, what bothers me with him is if you are going to be a three true outcome type player, mm-hmm. You can't miss your pitch. It's not about the overall outcome, but that pitch that you're setting up, that's the one you have to hit hard.
And that's in the series against the White Sox, you saw him just demolish, they hit it to the street.
And I think that's a larger sample size thing. I don't think they can that over time deny him the opportunities to get his wax in on those.
40%, even for your percentage of outs, though, is...
That's how he makes he's a three true outcome guy.
But see, they don't think that he's...
I know they don't.
That's the thing that I find weird about it, is like everything is kind of pointing towards that, and I get it. It's a young player who's just now gotten a season's worth of at-bats, but it kind of looks like he's that. You know what I mean? Like it looks to me like that's exactly what he is.
If it looks like Russell Branyon, eventually it's Russell Branyon. If it looks like Jack Cust, eventually it's Jack Cust. Right,
you just don't want to say Adam Dunn. Is that what you're trying to avoid?
I made you say it.
That's right. That's fine.
I made you say it.
I was downtown last night. I saw a great show last night. La Havana Madrid playing at the Goodman.
Okay,
it's so good, and it's a great history of like Chicago mixed in there too. But what was funny, the show lets out. It was great. I'm walking down the street because the Goodman's not too far from where our studios are. And it was right when they had let all the children out of Lollapalooza. So I was walking against a sea of drunk, wet, confused children.
Scantily clad.
Oh, definitely scantily clad.
Shut it down.
It was great. Like, I just kind of, I know that now that I've reached that point, like, as far as being an old guy, uh-huh. Where I'm like, this is adorable.
I ran into my friend Lisa Fielding on the way in today from WBBM, who I've known for years, going back to the Rockford days when we were in the Sheridan press box at Marinelli Field. And she said, I don't know if it's just me, but Lollapalooza is younger than ever. It's like everybody's a college student. I said, it's not just you, but it's also probably the fact that we're considerably older and feeling more so every year when we start seeing that crowd.
It's just like I was laughing because I was just like, wow, you guys are just out here just doing the damn thing, like having a great time. Don't care that it's raining. You got no clothes on. Like, it's just, it was amazing to, because I was literally walking against it.
Oh, boy.
And seeing it up close was terrific.
Yeah, you think that was a young crowd? My daughter was at Shawn Mendes last night.
Oh, Lord. That is trouble.
That's like the screaming and like the high pitched. Ah.
So I don't get on until 7 tonight because we got Bears All Access. But I got a lot of football coverage. Chris Emma's going to join me. My man Mark Hockman from QAM down in Miami. We're going to talk about Cuddy.
All right. Well, it looks like it's closer. Did you know about his recovery?
About his labrum?
Right.
He's in the window where it should be healed. But who knows? Who knows with Cuddy? I'm here to watch from the sidelines and have some popcorn, though.
All right, we'll be listening. That's Lawrence Holmes. He's coming up. We thank everybody who called in today. Always fun after Cubs games. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
What Ricky is trying to do with this club is, in essence, allow these kids to grow, but also teach them how to win when they have an opportunity.
Yeah, you have to set the foundation. He's trying to do that.
And I think a better way to frame it is he's actually, if you wanted to boil it down to the thing, he's actually teaching them how to lose, but lose correctly. That's fundamental baseball. If you lose games correctly, you're going to win more than you lose. Two down.
Steve just kind of let him have that one. If he's teaching how to lose, maybe that's why he keeps getting fired. The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Bill and Alexis, Illinois. Hi, Bill. You're on the Score on Cubs Radio.
I have a couple questions. One is, I'm wondering, before somebody gets killed with those broken bats, why they don't go to a laminated bat?
I don't copy. Laminated bat? Okay. Oh, aluminum.
Ooh, no. You put aluminum in these guys' hands, you had dead infielders.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Got him, and the Diamondbacks win it. There goes the arrow into Lake Michigan. Fernando Rodney saves back-to-back games at Wrigley Field.
How do you know where it goes? He might have a very specific target for that arrow.
And technically, he wasn't even pointed at the lake, was he? Did he turn around?
Maybe he's playing the wind. I don't know. But he looked. Fernando knows where that arrow is going. I don't think he's going to waste a perfectly good arrow shooting it right into the lake. 40 years old and still doing it. All right, Monday we'll be back with all kinds of fun and hijinks and radio stuff. Lawrence is coming your way after Bears All Access. Have a terrific weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Goodbye.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
25 years of Chicago's best sports talk means you can count on the best Bears camp coverage on the radio.
Kevin White.
What are some of the things that stand out about Mike Glennon?
Great leader, great guy. He wants to win.
John Fox.
The defense, operating, communicating quickly, under duress, and really same thing with the offense. There's a lot of things you need to practice under that pressure.
Bears camp coverage on the Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And DieHard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever DieHard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
Chris Hardwick here. In today's Xfinity X1 Challenge, we are talking to real people about their current in-home Wi-Fi experience. Here's what they had to say.
If we have three or four devices on at once, it slows down.
Then we showed them that Xfinity delivers a whole new Wi-Fi experience for your home. With Xfinity X-Fi, you'll get the speed and most reliable coverage your family needs to do everything they love to do online.
Oh, it's way faster.
You can even control who's connected to your home network and when. Let's say it's bedtime for the kids, it can be bedtime for the Wi-Fi on their devices, too.
Fantastic. We don't have any of this.
Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity is America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And now you can get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Without EcoBill and AutoPay, monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Hi, it's David.
And Evie.
From the Little Guys Home Technology. It's been a while since you've heard from us on the Score, but we wanted to let you know we have a big announcement.
The little guys are moving.
But before we move, we need to sell our entire display inventory at our Mokena location with huge store-wide savings.
Every type of speaker, including bookshelf, tower, in-wall, and outdoor.
Every receiver, every subwoofer, cable, headphone, projector screen, turntable, and home theater seat.
Save 10, 20, 30, even as much as 50% off from the best brands in the business, including Klipsch, PSB, SVS, NAD.
Macintosh, Sonance, Sony ES, AudioQuest, and more.
Best of all, you can trust the little guys to professionally install anything you buy during the moving sale.
It's the Little Guys Moving Sale for a very limited time at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. Online at thelittleguys.com or call us at 708-754-8844.
Now at the Little Guys Home Technology, save up to 50% on top performing home electronics during their moving sale going on now at the Little Guys in Mokena. Thelittleguys.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana, residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable